Okay, cool beans. It looks like we are live. It looks like, we also kind of experiencing a lot of technical
issues today.
I hope that the recording is actually happening in there at the back, so that if this bumps out, at least I've got a version of, you know, what is happening in here. I don't know what's happening. My Wi-Fi is a little bit out of working order. A bunch of things are happening. Anyway, welcome to the stream. Today we'll be recording the first podcast of 2024. Maybe not so much the first one. I did do one earlier on this year where I was talking about kind of like easing in into the year and, you know, steps that I think could help you get into a state of success and just a different mindful approach on how to approach the year as we got into it. Today, I want to talk about one of the best topics that we see people, getting in into every year. And that is something that I have been having a lot of conversations with a lot of folks the beginning of this year. Now, a lot of people see me on LinkedIn, doing product design work, and they approach me and they want to find out, how do you get into product design? How do you get into product management work? You know, kind of like, what is the deal, right? So I decided, let me record this podcast, and we'll use this as probably a link to refer to as the 2024 guide on how to get into product design, product management, et cetera, right? Now, if I was getting into product design or product management in 2024, I'm going to use those terms interchangeably, right? I think that there are a couple of things that I would definitely want to consider first, right? And this is just basically based on how the current state of the world is within this product design space, and kind of like what the current state of the world is with technology and layoffs and things like that, right? So I want to talk about three main things. The first thing, kind of like taking a little bit of a snapshot back into the years a little bit. The next thing that I want to talk about is, what should you be actually considering if you want to get into this space at all or not, right? And the third thing that I want to talk about is going to be what you should do some first actionable steps. Now, this is just my take on this. It might be different based on who you speak with. Everyone has got their own different strategies and ways that they do things. So yeah, let's start by taking a sit back and just having a look at what, you know, the past 3, 4, 5 years in product design have looked like. Maybe that will give us a better context of what we are getting into and kind of like what to expect, right? So during the pandemic, we saw a huge rise in tech companies hiring a lot of people with remote work. I think it was, you know, quite easy for them to onboard people, as well as for them to react to the pandemic. They needed huge teams to be able to cater for different features and things that they wanted to do to stay ahead of the curve, right? So we saw a lot of kind of like a huge hiring exercise that was happening within the tech space. And this was developers, UX designers, product designers, project managers. All of these type of roles were being filled pretty quickly. And that kind of like created this tech hiring bubble, right? We saw that happening over the course of 2020 into 2021. And towards the end of 2022, we kind of saw that bubble starting to pop, right? And what do I mean by that? We kind of saw a lot of tech companies now starting to retrench most of these people. A lot of people got laid off. We saw a lot of people being pulled out of that big hiring drive that had happened in the previous year, right? So at the end of 2022, getting into 2023, we saw more and more tech companies retrench more and more people as they, you know, got more people back to physical working locations, as they also saw that most of the features and things that they had put on the roadmap and tried to and had conceded to kind of like take on, right, had gotten to a stop. So these features that they had kind of thought up and thought that all this workforce would deliver was kind of not there anymore. So we started seeing a lot and lot of people being retrenched. But what I also saw within that space, and I think maybe some of the keen-eyed among you were paying attention, was that there was a lot of junior designers that were kind of like injected into the market. There was like a lot of flow of junior designers, and this created kind of like a big flood into the market of junior designers, right? And not only designers, I think even in the development space, we saw this happening as well. We saw a lot of junior people get into the field. And I think that is what we're seeing right now, where we're seeing a lot of people being laid off. It's usually not kind of like the super highly experienced people who are getting into these spaces, but it's usually kind of like the junior designers who actually failed to scale themselves and upskill themselves within this time frame to get to a point where they still adding value to the company, and they're still kind of like, worthy for the company to keep, right? So we saw a lot of these markets, job markets shrinking, but it was definitely, not only the kind of like high level designers are being laid off. I personally saw that, you know, there was a good amount of junior designers, developers being pulled out of this bubble that happened, right? So I think that is kind of like a reflection over what I think happened over the past few years. Now we're seeing, you know, kind of like that trend continuing into 2023. Now getting into 2024, we're seeing more and more companies keep on retrenching. We're seeing this with, you know, Microsoft, Google, Apple, Discord. I've been following quite a few people here on YouTube, and we've seen a lot of these layoffs happening. And some of them are quite senior people, but I think that is just because, you know, not all of the junior designers that joined these companies are still junior, right? I think they are still, they kind of like upskilled themselves to a certain point where they could, you know, now start creating a lot of value. But because they kind of like got into the company at quite a junior level, they managed to maintain their position in there, because it's now one, much cheaper for the company to retain them there, and two, they also have enough value to give to the company for them to be kept within the company, right? So it's not a high ticket person that is being kept number one. So we've kind of like seeing companies cut off the top, you know, kind of like, you know, super expensive talent that is maybe not providing so much value anymore, that, you know, more junior people could still provide, you know, at a lower ticket. And we've also seen them cutting off right at the bottom, right, where we've seen them just, you know, retrenching people who are not creating quite any value to the company at all, right? So these are some of the things that I have seen as kind of like trends getting into 2023, 2024. Now, does this mean that the market is bad and it's shrinking? Yes, but, right? What is the but? Well, I think that the market is shrinking, but it's actually giving more and more opportunity for real designers. People want to put in the real work, right? It's actually going back to its normal size that it was before, where we saw, you know, really good designers being able to get into roles that not every other person, junior person who has just gotten into design could get into. So I think it is shrinking, but it is actually just stabilizing back in into place. And I think that there is actually quite a lot of opportunity now for really, really good designers to get into really great roles, right? And this brings me to the second part of this conversation that I want to talk about, is that what are the things that you should consider when you're coming into this? Now, we've spoke about a little bit of history around tech companies retrenching, you know, the demand being there, but you really now need to be a really high quality candidate to get into this market. So what does that look like? What does that mean for you if you're getting into product design, product management in 2024, right? So if I were to be getting into this space with the considerations of the things that I've just spoke about, and knowing that, right, these are some of the things that I would consider, right? So the first thing that I would want to decide on is to kind of like have a clear scope of what I'm getting into, right? Am I getting into product design or product management? I think those two specific roles are usually kind of like overlapped, but I think they are very two distinct different roles that have got different skills required for you to be able to be successful in each of the roles. So if you're getting into product design, you are probably much more of a creative person. Maybe you're coming from UI design background, a graphic design background, a web design background, you know, that type of background. Or maybe you're just kind of like a creative person who would like to give their take on, you know, how could we design better products in this world. Whereas when you're getting now into the product management role, it's a little bit more tactical on how you are running the project, how you're managing the product. You're kind of like looking at the product life cycle from end to end. You were talking about, you know, from ideation to scoping out, you know, the work to making sure that you're actually getting out the product into the market, and what happens after you get into the product into the market. Now you kind of like have to follow up, reiterate on features, etc., etc., listen to what the market is saying, etc., etc., right? Now, product designers also do a lot of interactions with the customer, but I think from a product management, you are required to have a little bit more interactions with the business and understanding what does, you know, the leadership of the company is looking to get out of that specific product, and then aligning what those needs look like for the executives and the users, bringing them together into one fused you know, product, and then making sure that you deliver that. So they are a little bit quite different. I think, you know, the product management role is a little bit more, I would say, maybe people would say administrative intensive, right? Meaning that you'll probably have to sit in more meetings, deal with a little bit more user decks, work on presentations that you'll need to present back to stakeholders, et cetera, right? Work on the product roadmap, making sure that you're kind of like, you know, moving the product ahead. Whereas the product designer is probably more considering, you know, kind of like what the product looks like, you know, making sure that we've got a high rate of user satisfaction and things like that, right? So some of the other things that you might want to consider between, you know, picking these two routes is things like the salaries, right? So if you're looking at product design, salaries, they're usually a little bit less depending on kind of like your seniority level, of course, right? They're usually a little bit less in comparison to product management and project management type of roles, because, you know, the different roles have got different expertise involved, and probably a little bit more work is kind of like, you know, needed in the different role as well, right? So whichever way you decide to go, I think I've covered this in some of the other videos that I've done, in other conversations that I've done on the podcast as well. So if you want to listen to some of the previous content that we've made around how to get into product design, UX design in 2021, I think we did a 2022 version. I'm not sure if there's a 2023, but this is the 2024 take of that conversation. Because every year is different. Every year there's kind of like, you know, different things. I think in 2021, I was talking about, you know, how much the market is being saturated by a lot of designers and things like that. And there's probably a lot of competition, but the opportunities are there. This year, I'm saying kind of the opposite. You know, the market is shrinking, but I still think that there's great opportunity if you are willing to put in the work. So having considered, you know, between product design being more design driven or being more kind of like management driven, depending on, you know, probably depending on your history, right, previous work that you've done and things like that, you might want to pick one or the other, right? Again, depending on the style of work that you might want to do, right, you find that product management or product design work might have a little bit more flexibility depending on how you want to sell yourself, right? Whether you want to be a full-time employee or freelancer. If you're getting into freelance work, you find out that maybe there's a more kind of like UX product design work that you might be able to kind of like jump onto without a lot of friction, whereas, you know, product management roles, they might want more in-house based people, or vice versa, depending on which market you are in and the type of people that you are approaching to speak to, right? So having considered that, right, you will, another consideration is you will have to do the hard work, right, to upskill yourself and show quality work. And this is basically because the nature of the market right now demands, you know, there has been so much copy and paste type of people over the past years that recruiters are tired of seeing these copy and paste people. So for you to be able to stand out in the market, you kind of have to make sure that you are doing something quite unique, quite different, for you to be able to position yourself in a different type of way. So those are some of the considerations that I would have getting into this space. Right now, let's get into some actionable things so that we can close off on the podcast. I want to keep this one quite short and sweet. I've realized that, you know, people don't have very long attention spans, and unless if you're listening to the podcast while you're driving, etc. You know, those people have got long commutes. But again, I found that, you know, the 30 minute mark is when most of the people are starting to drop off and things like that. So I want to keep this one kind of like short and sweet, and maybe the upcoming ones at the same length as well. So what are the next actionable steps? I think the first thing that most people could actually consider doing that you can do today is jumping over on LinkedIn, search for the specific role that you're looking at, and look at what are the requirements and the skills that are being asked for. Look for a senior role, a junior role, a mid-level role for the specific, whether it's product designer, you know, product management role, etc., a project management role, depending on what you're looking for. Go on LinkedIn, hop over there, go on the jobs tab, search for, you know, that specific role, and just page through the different skills and requirements that, you know, these roles have, right? And what you want to do with that information is to look at the basic skills that are required, figure out how far you are from them, right? And how big of a gap you need to kind of bridge, right? And start mapping out a doable learning plan for yourself, right? So figure out if you need to be a junior designer, you know, kind of like how will you get to that in, you know, 1 to 3 months, right? And how do you get from a junior designer to a mid-level designer, and how do you upskill yourself to a senior designer within, you know, 3, 6, 9 months as you get into the role? Because the next step that I want to talk about is the crucial part, right? A lot of people get stuck into trying to upskill for a senior design role and things like that, but I would say that the best way for you to learn is to upskill just for you to get into a specific role and kind of fake it until you make it, right? What do I mean by saying that? Once you get into this role, you want to shadow a person within that specific role, probably like your senior or whoever it is, that you can kind of get more skills, learn skills from much faster, right? Because learning by doing is one of the fastest ways that human beings learn stuff, right? Think about children learning how to speak, how to walk, right? The kind of like look at someone and imitate. So you want to try and learn by doing as much as possible, and you want to try and do that as early as possible, right? And there's a couple of reasons why you want to do that. The first one is you don't want to take a lot of time learning about this practice, speaking to a lot of people that will discourage you in actually doing this thing that you want to do in 2024, right? Because the more you know about something, the potentially you kind of like don't end up doing the thing at all, right? So you don't want to be influenced not to do this thing. I want you to get right into it and kind of like figure it out while you're doing it, if you want to do it or not, right? So learn the minimum skills that you need to get into, the minimum role that you can get into, and get right into it and start providing value as well as learning while you're getting paid, right? That's another thing. So that's the second part, right? You want to learn while you're getting paid. You don't want to just kind of, you know, put out money out there. I don't believe in paying for $10,000 courses, you know, for 6 months only for you to kind of like, you know, look for a job and try to make a real life fit with those skills that you would have learned. I really believe in applying yourself and learning on the fly, figuring out things as you go, right? Kind of like fake it till you make it mentality, but in a strategic, approachable place where you find somebody who you can shadow, somebody who you can follow, and you can kind of like learn from the best. This doesn't only cut your learning time, right? But it also cuts how steep your learning curve is. But also you get paid while you're actually learning, while you're on the job, right? So I think that is some of the actionable things that you can do, right? Get on LinkedIn, figure out what the skills are, plan for what the minimum level of skill that you need to get out there is, and make sure that you kind of like get into a role as fast as possible. Don't do that thing of like, you know, going to study something for 6 months, because if you want to be a UX designer, product designer, product manager in 2024, you want to do it still within 2024, right? So start now, learn on the job, learn as you go, right? So that's what I would do if I were to get into product design or product management in 2024. If you are on this journey, please let me know, comment wherever you are watching or listening to this on, and let me know what part of the journey you are in, and what is the biggest thing right now, the biggest obstacle right now that you're having in your world that is stopping you from getting into this role. I'm interested to know what that is, and I'm also interested to know if I have the answer to help you kind of like jump through that obstacle. And I am inviting you to have this conversation with me, whether, on my LinkedIn, you can follow me. My name is Farima Henry. I should have the link somewhere in the description of wherever you're listening to this on whatever platform that is or watching. So, I want to invite you to this conversation. I will be having these conversations every week. I am dedicating an hour also to come on live and have different conversations around design careers, reviewing products, and just, sharing the knowledge and the wealth of space that we have out there. So I hope that you found this one valuable. And if you liked this type of content, please consider subscribing to the YouTube channel or the podcast because, there is many, many more that we are planning to have and we actually have lined up to discuss on this platform. Check out the dobetterux.com website. We do have a subscription, a free subscription to a monthly product design and management report, which is called Dive In Product, Dive Into Product, right? And this is where we kind of like take a deep dive into the insights of the product design world, what is trending. We want to talk about, the latest things like the Apple Vision Pro and what that is doing to the UX design space, product design space within the digital world and those type of things, right? We talk about career insights. We talk about, latest technology trends and things like that and how they are impacting the design, the product space. So if you're interested in that report monthly coming into your inbox or just everyday weekly blog posts and insights that we post there, check that out. You will find all the different things that we share and the different forms of content that we have. So having said that, I am going to sign out for now. Peace out. I'll catch you next week.